Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding on Lamed Beis. Last two words on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, in Eila Metziot. This is our last day in Eila Metziot, second perek of Bava Metzia, and Beit Hashem, we go on. And also the last day of Sfirat HaOmer Tavshin Samach Tet, just for all you people in the next millennium. So, Toshma, Roveitz. We're going to darshan now the Pasuk of Kitirech, Hamor Sona'acha, Roveitz Tachat Masa'o, and we want to use the drosha to bring a raya as to whether Tzar Balei Chaim is the Rabbanan or Tzar Balei Chaim is the Araita. So far we've had four different rayas, and we were able to sort of wiggle out of all of them. Let's see if we're going to get out of this one too. So we darshan the pusik of Roveitz Tachat Masa'o. That means it happened that it was Roveitz, and not that the animal is a Ravtzan. This animal is just like constantly doing this shtick, you know, falling down and grunting, like a lot of people, you know, he has to do something, and they lift it up, and they're grunting, and they're schlepping, and they're sitting there. Oh, it's kind of, you know. So that kind of thing, you're not chayev on. And Roveitz velo omeid. Furthermore, when it says Roveitz, it means that basically the animal has collapse. But, I mean, not if it's standing, even though it's groaning and it's having a hard time, but it's standing. It has to be tachat masa'o. It has to be still with its burden on its back. But lo mifurak, not if the burden has now fallen off and is in pieces on the street, then you're not chayev, which of course doesn't make sense, because then you're not chayev in prika, obviously, but then you're chayev in tina, because of the other pasuk of the noflim, not the roveitz. But later on, the Gemara will ask that. Tachat masa'o, what is the meaning of the possessive? As we saw yesterday, masoi sheyachol la'amod, but it has to be a fitting and appropriate masa for this animal. Now the problem is, iam ritzar ba'alei chayim d'oraita, mali roveitz, mali ravtzan, mali omeid. Well, what's an afkamina? I mean, what are we going to do here? Sit analyzing whether this guy deserves our help or not? I mean, that's not the issue. The animal is having problems. We should have to respond to the needs of the behema. Because if it's Tzar Balei Chaim, says, well, you already know the answer to that, don't you? I mean, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we saw that we were ready to say, I'll leave it Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Tzar Balei Chaim is the Rabbanan, because he's the one who said, Masoi that is Rawilo. And Alkinami Mistavra, look in this Braita, and it quotes the words of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, word for word, Diktoni Tachat Masa'o, means Masoi Sheyachol La'amoso. Now, who is the one that said those words? Man Shamed Leidit Lehaisfar. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili in our Mishnah. He's the one to Shema. I mean, it doesn't make sense that this is going. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says the Gemara, no, because it's clearly, on the other hand, going like the Rabbonin and not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He meets me much book, but like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. How could you say that the bright is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Vakutani Seifa, Tachat Masa'o velo mefurak. That was a little bit strange, wasn't it? That we darshan in the Pasuk only if it is still loaded, but not if the masoi is befurak and on the ground already. Now, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, obviously, if it's not on its back, I can't be chayev in prika. It's already befurak. So, therefore, it must mean that I'm not chayev in te'ina. But, I mean, is there such a thing? I'm not chayev in te'ina? Ma'ilam befurak. I mean, ilayim alam befurak klal, that I have no chiyev whatsoever to help in a case where the burden is already befurak. I mean, what about the other pasuk of the chiyev of te'ina? Hakim takimimo. In the case of Noflim, over there it's referring to Mefurak. El Apshita lo Mefurak b'chinam. What it means is, all of the above has been talking about Prika, that has to be done whether the guy pays you or not. Mashenkein lo Mefurak. At that point it's not b'chinam, but of course it's still b'sachar. Now, man shamed leidit lehai svara. Who is the author of that svara? Was that not the Rabbanan in the Mishnah? So how now do you say it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Well, why not? I mean, it's a separate machloket. We don't know what Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds about the question of b'sachar or b'chinam. Maybe Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees with the Rabbanan in their argument with Rabbi Shimon. But nonetheless, he disagrees about Tzar Balei Chaim. Leolam, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But b'ti'ina, sova laka Rabbanan. What's so bad about that? Tana Rabbanan. Ki tir'eh. So here, we're assuming that what it means over here is the continued drasha on the dinim of prika. So it says over there, ki tir'ech amor so na'acha,
Rovet tachat maso.
So here it wants to darshan, what does kitir e mean? So kitir e yachol afilo meirachok, you might think this means, you see it far off in the distance. So you might think that that is sufficient to say that I have to run over there and take care of it. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, Kitivga shor oyivka ochamorot to'eh, which is Hashef Teshivenolo. That's the din of Hashavat Avida. So we see by Hashavat Avida that you need pigia. Pigia means actual touching. So you might think, Kitivga yochol pigia mamash, you have to actually be right up against it. Talmud Lomar, Kitir'eh. No, you know. To literally be right up there, but it means to see it as if it's within easy reach, so to speak. So, Ezo hi ri'iyash yeshba pigiya. But what does that mean? Obviously, this requires a shiur that the Chachamim will give as to what we view that. So, shiaru Chachamim echad misheva umechza b'mil. So the Chachamim said, look, that would be about 1/7.5 of a kilometer. And that is the Rus. Tosfos has an interesting girsa that is the Rus, because Rus, the gematria, works out to exactly the shear of 1/7.5 of a mil, which is the 266, if it's Rus. So it's 266 amot out of the 2,000 amot. That works out very nicely. So it's about 110 meters, let's say, away. 100 meters away, depending on the German. So 100 meters away, it's like down the block. Down the block, you can go and get it for him, but you're not b'chuyav more than that. Now, the question over here is how in the world we would be able to learn out from the Kitir Eba Aveda, where we're not dealing with Tzar Bale Chaim, to the Kitiv Ga by Aveda, where we're not dealing with Tzar Bale Chaim, to the Kitir Eba by Prika, where we are dealing with Tzar Bale Chaim, correct? I mean, maybe indeed they're two separate chiyuvim, where it's a question of just returning an animal, so maybe it really is Kitiv Ga. Where it's a question of saving an animal in pain, maybe then it's Kitir Eba. Because of that, the Gra brings that the reference over here is indeed not to the pasuk that we've been quoting, which is the Kitir'e Rovetz, that's talking about Prika. But no, and he brings from the Sifri Araya, it's referring to the Kitir'e by Aveda. So over there, Enachinami, there would be the Loteret Chamor Achicha. It's in the same parsha. There, the halacha would be that Enochinami, it's got to be within the same range, so that there is tzar, because you're talking about, indeed, the dinim of Prika and Te'ina. But others learn that their Matarits argues by pointing out that even in Aveda, we're certainly including cases where an animal is lost, doesn't have somebody to care for it, to give it food. I mean, why wouldn't there be elements and just psychological pain in an animal having lost its way? So why would that necessarily imply that there's no Tzar Bale Chaim there? Okay. Continues the Gemara. Tana, umidade imo ad parsa. You follow along behind the guy up to 12 mil, one parsa, because once this has happened, it's like when you help a guy that's got a problem with his car. No, seriously, so very often you follow behind him just to make sure it's not going to fail again. The same thing is true over here. You follow behind him up to a parsa. But, Omar Rabba Barbakana, on that, you're Noitel Sachar. So the Netilat Sachar over here, some say even Rabbi Shimon would be made, that you're Noitel Sachar. Because this is not the Sachar for the Te'ina. This is the Sachar for the possibility that there may be another collapse, that you're going to have to help now with a Prika. So because of that, it's not included in the Etzem Chiyav. It's an extension. You want to help to make sure that he doesn't calmly date Tzarek. For that, you're allowed to charge. Avedato ve'avedat aviv. Now continues the Mishnah we've spoken about. What defines an Aveda? What is a simen that causes yush or not? What is considered to be a simen in terms of relying on for returning? What is considered to be is that considered to be diuraita? Is it considered to be drabonan? What situations imply that something is an Aveda? What is the halacha of extensions of Aveda and the relationship to Prika V'Te'ina, other chiyuvim that you might have? We now talk about all of the above in terms of Kedima. Because, after all, sometimes you are called upon to perform triage, not only Hashavas Aveda. Okay, what do you do first? Well, you can't do it all. So let's say you have your animal is wandering away and your father's animal is wandering away. Whatever the situation is that now allows you to only retrieve one. So avedato ve'avedat aviv avedato kodemet. Your own always comes first. Avedato ve'avedat rabo.
then if it's yours and your Rebbe, same thing. Shalom Kodem. There's no one who comes before yourself in order of your responsibilities. Avedat Aviv v'Avedat Rabo. Let's say you have your father and your Rav. We'll see that this Vipaskin is referring to Rabo Muvhak, that you learn most of your Chachma from. So then, Shal Rabo Kodemet. Sh'Aviv Eviyolo Olam Hazeh. V'Rabo Shlimdo Chuchma. Your father only brought you into this world, but your Rav brings you into Olam Haba. Ve'im aviv chacham. Now the girsa of the Rif is that im aviv shakul l'rabo. So it has to be shakul b'chokhmah, not just any chacham. So then aviv kodemet. How about haya aviv rabo nosim masoi? Your father and your Rav are carrying a burden. Help you the Rav first, then help your father. How about Ayaviv Rabo Bebet Hashevi? How about if they're both in jail, they were kidnapped, and now you need to redeem one? Which one comes first? Kodet Rabo, Yachakach Kodet Aviv. V'im Aviv Chacham, Kodet Aviv, Yachakach Kodet Rabo. Now here, nobody has the gears of Shakul, just Chacham. The question is, what about the previous case? No Si Masoi. Over there doesn't say anything about Chacham. Not chacham, not shakul. So the truth is that la'alocha, the way we see it is, that if what you're dealing with is a monetary loss, then you need shakul. But once the father's actual physical body gets involved, so that he's in physical pain, or in life, his life is in danger, such as the case of Shevi, so then we relate to it in terms of heviyo l'olam hazeh, not l'olam haba. And then perhaps you don't need shakul, because there's more of a chiyav substance because of bizayon. But there's more of a chiyav over there to care for the fundamental earthly cares of your father than there are for the Rav. The question is whether the pain of carrying a masoi is similar to Shevi, or whether it's similar to the Ashavat Avidat, that's a machloket. Whether it's left out because it's going to be clarified, or it's left out in that clause because we've already said in the clause before that it means that it requires shakul. So again, there the question is, what is the fundamental issue? The danger or the bizayon? Or the danger and the loss? There are some people who may have a chamor as a rav. How do we know that you come first? Efes means absolutely. I mean, no, that's the bottom line. I mean, Efes, don't start arguing with that. Efes ki lo yevecha evyon. The first thing you got to care about is that you cannot be poor. So in other words, you cannot do something that will lead you into penurious circumstances.
What?
One moment. Again, you don't have patience. Shalcha kodem l'shal kol adam. The Amr of Yerom Rav, but, says Rav Yerom Rav, call him a kayem batzmoka. Anybody who takes that overly literally, sofo bali dekak, in the end it'll be that way. Because he's so scared, always using as an excuse, I don't give, you know, because this may affect me, it may affect you. It's one millionth, as Abbas pointed out, of your income, may affect you. Well, you never know. I mean, so you know, somebody like that who uses this as a tour and doesn't involve himself in gemilut chasadim, so this is his insane obsession of caring for himself. I may get poor. Usually people who are obsessed end up what they're obsessed about happening to them. So megurat rasha ba'alo, as it says in the pasuk, the fears of the rasha end up happening to him. So that's what a self-fulfilling prophecy, exactly. So unless, as Rashi puts it, unless there's a clear-cut reason to feel this is going to be a significant, I don't know, like, what if I do this, I may really end up in trouble. Okay, that's different. Obviously, then it becomes a lifni mishurat hadin, you have to measure. How much is the loss worth to the other guy? How much is the loss meaningful to me? And then it becomes a question of shikul. But there is a kiyum of kach, if you want.
Is the obsessive aspect of Darkenegadita?
Yes. Sort of thing? Yeah, it's almost like Richie says. So it's poetic justice. It's self-fulfilling prophecy is the greatest poetic justice. You know, people end up, the fact is you've made yourself dependent on everybody, in essence, by being worried about your status vis-a-vis everybody. So, you know, that's the way it ends up happening. Haya aviv rabono simasui, ton rabona. When we say rabo, we mean rabo shelimdo chokhmah. We mean a rav who taught you how to think, not a rav who taught you how to read the chumash, or a rav who taught you mishnayot. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rav Yehuda says, Kol Sharov Chokhmato Hemeno. It's not bad. It's that it has to be that the majority, and others Mazra, the approach to life, in other words, the underlying, it doesn't mean necessarily that you haven't already added so much more, but once your life has been defined through the Chokhmah of this person, that is called Rabba Muvak. Rav Yossi Omer, on the contrary, Afilo Lo Yire Nagal Mishnah Chadzo Rabbo. A Rab, somebody who taught you one thing that you were stuck on, and really opened up your eyes. The Omar Rava, you know, that's like Rav Sechora. I was stuck on a Mishnah in Taharot that discusses a Zuama Listeron. And I had no idea what in the world is a Zuama Listeron. And Rav Sechora went ahead and he was Masbir and the meaning of Zuama Listeron. And because of that, I feel I owe him that. That's Meir Einav. I mean, all he did was tell me what it means. I had never seen one. Obviously, we know what it must mean because of Listerine. They took the name from the Zuama Listeron. That's really what it means. It means the Zuama takes away the smelly stuff. And it goes ahead, Listerine, it puts it to the side, you know. It doesn't really clean your teeth, that Listerine, you know, just a sort of cover-up. So a Zuama Listerine is a large spoon-like thing, where on one side it scoops, and on the other side it's like a baleen well. So it picks up the oily stuff, you throw it out, and you put it back in. And so that the filthy stuff that sometimes comes to the top, you want to get a clear broth, you take all of that out, and you use a Zuama Listeron for that. Yeah, a skimmer that catches. I've never seen one like this. You've seen a skimmer like that? No. That's what they call it. Skimmer. You know what you want. But, you know, I mean, they don't. They're not as sophisticated today, you know, to sell Zuama Listerons. Shmuel actually tore his clothing on the death. So Koramani Aleahumi Rabbanan, he tore his clothing for one of the Talmidim of the Beit HaMidrash, who had been masbir to him what the meaning was in the Mishnah about the Seder of the Yom in Masechet Tamid, where it says, Echad Yored La'amat HaShechi, Ve'echad Poteach Kivan. Over there it's talking about there were two keys that went in with the Kohanim in the morning. It's just a weird Mishnah. There was no keyhole in the door to the Heichal from the outside. So the only way that you would be able to open it is from the inside. How'd you get to the inside? So then there was this little pishpesh, like a little doggy door that you could crawl through to get into an access space where you can put your arm all the way up to your underarm. That's Echad Yored. So it's referring to the Beit HaShechi. Just enough to get the key in that'll releases a door, which then allows you into the area between the doors of the Heichal, and then you get to the other side of the Heichal door where the other key fits right in.
And this is a Kohen doing. Yeah. So short Kohen would have a hard time in his missionary.
Unless he had long arms.
Well, you have to imagine. He's got to be short enough to get into the Pishpesh and long enough to get into
yeah.
So he looks a little monkeyish. And he would be puzzled for the Ave. All right, but anyway, he explained that to him, and Shmuel felt he owed him everything for that, and actually tore his clothing when the guy died. Amarula, Talmidei Chachamim Shebabavol. The standard is the way they learn in Babel, with everybody, basically in Big Beit HaMidrash, and everybody explains something to another guy they didn't understand at one point or another, and because of that, they're always Eimdim Zemi Pdezeh, so that's because each one has a sense of this being his Rav, and because of that, they stand for the other. The Korim Zalzen, if one dies, the others are Korea. But Le'inyan Aveda, however, when it comes to the question of triage for an Aveda, in Bokob Aviv, Einan Chozrin Elal Rabo Muvhak. There, indeed, the psak is, it's one thing to show kavod to a chacham, but as far as kedima before a father, there it's only if it's Rabo Muvhak. As Rav Yehuda said, it has to both be the one that was Limdo Rov Chachmato. Kaboy Mene Rav Chista, Rav Chista was asking Rav Huna, how about if a Talmid is so knowledgeable that Tzorich Lo Rabo, either some learned Tzorich Lo means that he has a lot of additional information that he's learned by other people that the Rav doesn't have. So he's like a resource to the Rav. And others read, Tzorich Lo Rabo means that he helps the Rav with his very pointed questions and criticisms. He helps the Rav to understand. So in this case, it's more of a mutual relationship. Is that the same halacha as a Rav Muvik or not? Now, Rav Huna took that very personally, and he felt that Rav Chista was hinting to him that you need me, which is not a nice thing to say. So he said, listen here, Chista, don't ever get it into your head that I need you for anything. Lo tzarich malach, I don't need you, you need me, and let's get that straight. And you're going to need me for the next 40 years so you understand what I'm telling you. So, atzrichat li ad arba'im shnin, because the halacha is that ein adam omed al sof da'at rabo ad arba'im shana. So therefore, after the next 40 years, you can come back and ask that question. Right now, I would set it aside. And, I mean, it's not that Rav Chista really meant that. And Rav Chista kept 40 ta'aniyot. Mishum b'chol hashdaiti to Rav Huna, because Rav Huna had got that sense for the way he asked the question. And Rav Huna was Yosef Arbin Tanita mishum b'chashdei Rav Chista. He was, So they ended up being upset at one another and not showing up to the Beit HaMidrash. But in the end, Rav Chista kept 40 ta'aniyot. And Rav Huna also kept 40 taniyot that he was chayshen, that was Rav Chista's intent. Itmar Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef Omer Rabbi Yochanan, halachak Rabbi Yehuda, the din of triage by Aveda, is paskin aliv Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be Rabo Shlimdo Rov Chochma, and not just someone who taught you something. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshet, halachak Rabbi Yosef. No, actually, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef, and therefore, even if it's he taught you something that's already considered to be Rabo. How could Rabbi Yochanan have paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that has to be Rov Chochmato? We know that Rabbi Yochanan in general paskin is like the Stam Mishnah of its name, Rabo Shalim Do Chochma. And it says in the Mishnah, Lechora, like the Das of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabo Shalim Do Chochma, like Rabbi Meir. No. He understands that the meaning of Chokhmah is not just Chokhmah, meaning Gemara. He understands Chokhmah means Rov Chokhmah Tov, which is basically the way Rabbi Yehuda explained it. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'oskim b'mikra, people that spend their time learning Tanakh, it's all very sweet. It's a midah, but it's ain a midah. It's not worth very much. But b'mishnah, if they spend their time learning Mishnayot, that's a midah, you're on your way. And venotin alei sachar, it's a, you certainly get something out of it. But gemara en lecha midah gedola mizo. There's nothing greater than learning how to think correctly and being able to apply the data that you've absorbed in the Tanakh and in the Mishnayot. Whereas without the gemara, you don't really know what you're talking about. You might as well be an amoris. You're talking about things, like some kind of Christian scholar. You have no idea what it means. You have no idea how to apply it. You have no idea of the context. You have no idea of the way that you're supposed to think. And this, of course, comes here because it's in context of Limdo Chokhma. That's what Limdo Chokhma means. Not just to tell you what something means, like Listerine, but it has to be somebody teaching you how to think. That's how we pass it. But teaches your mind how to approach things. Olam, but nonetheless, Haviratz leMishnah Yoter Min HaGemara. If you got a chance, learn the Mishnah and then get to the Gemara, because the thing is that if you don't have the data absolutely straight, garbage in, garbage out. It's all very nice that the program works very well. You give it the wrong data, and the data is the Mishnayot. So then you're going to end up with garbage. So you've got to make absolutely certain that you get your Mishnayot. Isn't that a contradiction? I mean, in practical terms, a gufakasha. First you say, you're not talking theoretically. You're talking about people or Asa B'Gemaras. You're telling me, this is what you should spend your time on. And then 1 minute later you say, but you really shouldn't spend your time, you should first spend your time on Mishnah. How does that make sense? Remember that Gemara does not mean what we call Gemara. Gemara means, we call this Gemara because it includes that element mostly, which is teaching you how to find contradictions, how to approach those contradictions, how to look at a pasuk, teaches you to learn how to read, how to see context, all of the things that are necessary to end up with the correct approach. That's what Gemara means. It doesn't mean reading a line in Gemara. I mean, a line in Gemara can include a braita, can include a pasuk, can include anything. It's not the book that we're talking about. It's the content that we call Gemara. And therefore, of course, it includes things that don't appear in the Gemara at all, obviously. Anything, I mean, according to Rambam, it includes every science book, because it's part of the Gemara. It's not part of what we call the published Gemara. So how do you explain the contradiction between Rutz to Mishnah and then Gemara being the real Midah? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you. When it says Gemara, Ein lecha Midah gdola mizo, that was Bimei Rebbe. Bimei Rebbe Nishneit Mishnazo. Because what happened was is that the Dorot, before Rebbe, there was a lot of machlokas. That was the period of Shammai Vehillel, where there was the Torah almost, as the Ramchal points out, the Torah was almost split into two Torot. You had a tremendous amount of arguments. That's how the Ramchal explains why Rabbi Tarfon was, kimat chayev ben avshay for being machmer, even like Beit Shammai. We can't go along with two Torot. Combined with the fact that there were so many gezerot against yeshivot and against the kinos of Talmidei Chachamim until the days of Antoninus. Antoninus and Rebbe, not coincidentally, go hand in hand. And they're also best of friends. This is Gerumas all the way back from the time of Yaakov Avinu, the Shnei Goyim Bevitmech, the Shnei Goyim, is Rebbe and Antoninus. Now that means that the Romans went along with the need to be Mavar the Torah. And that was the period of Birur Torah, when Rebbe would come out with the Psak, create the Stam Mishnayot, put things into order, and work it out that there would be one Torah that people would follow. And that was like a tremendous, tremendous change, a political change, a cultural change, and a learning change. So in Achinami, during that period, Rebbe said, look, this is the time. We are living in a very special time. We've got to work very, very hard at working out all of the kashas. Everybody say whatever you've heard, whatever you've learned, and let's work it out. What are the underlying meanings in here? And then he went ahead, and he was mesader all of the Mishnayas, put everything in its place, and then we understood that we've got a Mishnah, and that's Ein lecha Midah gedola mizeh. But then what happened was, since people very often, because of short human lifetimes, mistake local circumstances for reality, so people thought, so apparently you're supposed to be learning Gemara, and that's all you need to worry about, because that's all they do in Brisk, right? So they stopped learning Mishnayas. So then Rebbe taught them, Sazlu batav Gemara. Now you've got to make sure that you get everything straight, because that's all we need, is for people to start getting confused about the data. It's not going to help them, the fact that there was this historical period in which everything was mavura, if they're not going to keep those facts straight. And Mamela, there were indeed different periods. This is not simultaneous. The Le'olam Avei Ratz LeMishnah is not simultaneous with the din of let's all go and make sure we get our Gemara straight. Today we're in another transition, but people have gotten confused about the realities again. It's too long to do in Daf Yomi. All right, so my Darush, what exactly now was the drasha that initially, when he said that Gemara is so important, he took the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda Ber-Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda Ber-Rabbi Eloi was derish the pasuk Hageid la'ami pisham ulevet Yaakov chatotam. Okay, so that was referring to, according to Rabbi Yehuda Ber-Rabbi Eloi, Hageid la'ami pisham. Who is that? I mean, why talk about pesha? Pesha is like going awfully far. I mean, wow. No, that refers to Talmidei Chachamim because everything they do is pesha. Because even if it's a shagog, it's a pesha. Because they should have learned better. These are the guys that have the brains, that have the training, and that they are able to be my am, so that's Hagid la'ami, the ones that are closest to me, Atalmidei Chachamim. Because if they would have been mavarit more clearly, they would not have made these kind of mistakes. These kind of mistakes are assumptions. And they're supposed to be trained to challenge assumptions. If they don't challenge their assumptions, that's like a pesha. So that's ami. That's the ones that are closest to me. And then, Lebeit Yaakov, Chatatam. So why only Chatatam for Beit Yaakov? Because Beit Yaakov, Ameoretz. The general people, the Bayit. Okay, so there, even if they do a Zodain, they don't understand the context. That's not important enough to them because it's not in place. They're not a difference. It's a minig, it's this, it's a chiyav misa, it's all the same to them, you know. You tie your shoelace, the wrong shoelace in the morning, the same thing as turning on a light on Shabbat. You know? So because of that, they don't know anything. So whatever they do, whatever they do is basically a shagoga. So therefore, Rebbe said, my God, if the whole point in the pasuk is first you're supposed to aged la'amit bishamz, and that means it's desperately important to teach Talmid HaChamim to challenge their assumptions. Because otherwise, Hashem Yirachem, any little issue becomes now a pesha. V'hainu d'tznah, that's actually expressed in the Mishnah and Avot, that Rebbe Yehuda Omer, have a zahir bit Talmud, shishigat Talmud ole zadon. If you understood that to mean literally Talmud, that's considered to be zedonos. Dorish Rebbe Yehuda b'Rebbe Eloy, my dechtiv, the same vein, we have shimu d'var Hashem, acharedim al devaro, and then we have a list. Imru to amru achichem. You have brothers. You have sonechem. You have people who hate you. You have minadechem, who like completely, you're like, you know, as far as they despise you. L'man shmi yichbad Hashem v'nirebe simchatchem v'hem yevosh. What does this mean? So shimu d'var Hashem acharedim al devaro. People who really care to get to the bottom of the d'var Hashem refers to Talmidei Chachamim. Amru achichem. Who are achichem? These are Bali Mikra. Bali Mikra, they often will look into, they don't really know the Gemara, but they look, you know, they bring the Midrashim, and they think it's an interesting literary approach to the Chumash and the Nach. So they don't view you as competitors. You're in like a different world. So they can be your brothers. And then you have the people that learn Mishnayos. So the Sonechem, those are Bali Mishnah. They hate your guts because now already, I mean, they think they have the shot in the Mishnah. And comes along a guy, says, yeah, but that ends up to be a Chidah. That's not really the meaning of the Mishnah. And it's a steerer to the other Mishnah. And how are you going to explain it? Obviously, it has to be Nukimta, or it's Chisur and Machazir. Well, you guys are crazy. So because of that, you know, they know that the way the Bali Gemara look at them is like, you don't know anything. It's worse, a little bit of knowledge is worth more dangerous than not having any knowledge. So you guys, we call them Mevalei Olam. They go around, they think they know something of Mishnah. They are world destroyers, so they can't stand that. Okay, so they hate you. And who are Menadechem, ones that completely, they mamish, despise you. That refers to Amei Aretz. Because I can't stand the fact that people are learning Torah and they don't have any chelek in it. So Shema Tomar Pasak Sivramu Batel Sikuyam. You might think if you end the pasuk right there that these people are basically hopeless, because this is Laman Shmi Yichbad Hashem. So Mashma, that indeed there's not going to be any hope for them. Everybody's claiming it's for me. But the truth is, of course, we understand that it's only for the absolute. No. It's not true that it's only for the absolute. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, V'nir'eh b'simchatchem. It doesn't say that the Novi says, oh, we're going to see, baby. I will see. No, it says, we will all see. So in other words, I, Achichem, Sonachem, Menadechem, and you will all see the Simcha of the Geula. That means at the end, there's hope for everybody. So therefore, Shema Tomar, you might say, but when it ends with the Pasuk, Ve'hem Yevoshu, that maybe they'll see the Simcha, but they will be embarrassed at the absurdity of their approach. No. Talmud Lomar, Ve'hem Yevoshu. Others, who are others? It's referring to Akum. Ovdei Kochavim Yevoshu, but Yisrael, even though they are Sonachem and Menadechem, they will not be Yevoshu. So Memela, Am Yisrael is not Velo Yevoshu Ami Le'olam, as it says. So no matter how distant they get, but they're able to be reincorporated ultimately in Yisrael. Hadron Aloch Elo Mitzvot Shalom. HaMafkid Eitzel Chaveiro. We've already seen, actually in the previous parak, we've already seen the interrelationship between Pikadon and Aveda. First of all, everyone who finds an Aveda, we have to deal with what level of Shmirah Yishchai, of Shema Sokh, Shema Chinam, that big machlokes. We already basically entered into the realm of Hafkada. So the difference really between an Aveda and a Hafkada, you only found one difference, which is in terms of the Chazara, that we had the extra Tishivein to tell me you don't have to tell the guy that it's back. But as far as the other dinim are concerned, we've already entered into a lot of now parallel issues in Aveda and general Shmirah, where somebody asks you to take care of something, as opposed to Aveda where the Torah has asked you to take care of it. He doesn't even know you have it. And we spoke about, in the previous parak, various halachas that are really applicable to Hafkadah, particularly. Comes along now, the Mishnah, as a direct continuation, but of course, part of our deeper theme, which we've traced throughout this Masechet, is the theme of Ba'alut. And the nature of Shemira is the assumption of elements of responsibility of Baalut. The ultimate Shomer is the responsibility of Baalut in toto because of the fact that you have the use of Baalut in toto, you see. So the more you take the place of a Baalim, the more you actually become the Baalim. In which case, if the animal is hit by lightning, that's your problem because you're the Baalim. So this idea of Baalut, dividing up issues of Baalut, brings us directly from Mitziah into Shmira. So now, Amafkid Tel Chaviro Beimau Keli. Somebody now gives over to a Shomer, Behema or Kelim. We don't know what the rules, what the accepted response, the level of responsibility was, and we're going to have to look into that. And what happened was they were Nignevu, or Avdu. So they were stolen, or they were lost. Shilein v'lo ratzah lishava. And the guy ends up paying, and he did not want to take the Shvuat HaShomrim, which is mash, but he could have taken a Shvuat HaShomrim. Shvuat HaShomrim would have had to be that, look, I don't have it. I was not posheya in the Shvira of it. And I wasn't sholeach bayad, ever. I never used it illicitly. So there were three things he needed to swear. He doesn't want it. So instead, he pays. Because, I mean, after all, if you were a shomer chinam, you could have just taken a shvua, and the owner would have had to accept that, and goodbye. You didn't take that option, and instead, you paid. Now, it's not clear over here, does this mean that you would have been lying if you had taken the option? In other words, the truth was you were posheya, but you didn't want to say you were posheya. So you just said, well, I don't want to swear, I'll just pay. Could be it's exactly the same thing. According to it is. What I say is irrelevant. As long as I don't force you to take me to court, and I just say, but it's okay, I'll pay you. Because you don't want to say, boy, was I an idiot. I left the keys in the car, you know. Yeah, boy, are you an idiot. So you say, you know, you look, you know, I know I really could swear about Geneva, but I don't want to swear, I'll just pay you. So then you haven't quite said, you haven't quite said what happened. So Lemaisa, in all of these cases, even though a Shomer Chinam has the option, a big nishba of a notze, suppose it turns out that there's a ganav. Now, even though it says, nignevu o avdu, and over here we say, it turns out there's a ganav, right? And Tosus, by the way, speaks out the Farish. I mean, if the guy would say, look, I was negligent, I'll come straight on Tosus, it's exactly the same thing, as we'll see what this is referring to. But the idea of avdu could also be, you thought it was Avad, it wandered away. Lemaisa, somebody took it, that's why you come back. So it was actually Nignav. And the Ganav turns up, now he has to pay Tashlumei Kefal, and if he was Tavach Umachar, he has to pay Tashlumei Arba Avach HaMishah, as we saw, depending on whether it was a Seh, which would be Arba Av, or a Shor, which would be HaMishah. Who does he pay to? Lamin Mishalim. He pays that money, Lamisha Pikadon, that's low to the one who was watching it, which is the Shomer. Nishba, v'lo ratzah l'shalem. On the other hand, if the guy did take a shvua, and he did it, and he didn't want to pay, so then nimtza ganav misham tishum kefel tovach amar misham tishum yabav misham lemi mishalem labala pikadon. In that case, who's the owner? The owner is the original owner. The shomer took himself out of the picture. Now, lamali mitne behima v'lamali lemitne kelim. Why does it say mafkid etzach haviro behimau kelim? Since in the end we're going to be talking about arbav chamisha. And there obviously are cases of the Beima, which is only Kefal, which is without Tficho Mechira. Just take that case. The truth is, says the Gemara, it is the most important limud. On the surface, I'm going to tell you a simple reason. But when you think about it, you'll see that without that extra word, I would have misunderstood the entire mission. Because, Tzrich, I need both of these things for the following reason. If it would have only said Beima, I would have said, you know why the case of the Beima is that he gets to keep the Kefal? Because Behemu demakli lekvela mishum de nafish tircha leyula velafuka, an animal requires care. And since it requires care and tircha, the owner relinquishes his rights to the kefal, which, now you might have thought that what was happening over here is that the minute that the baalim are paid, so then they say, okay, you paid, it's yours. Right? And therefore, when the guy's coming out to pay kefal, he's going to pay the shomer. The thing is, what do you mean it's yours? But who did he steal from? He stole from me. So why isn't he paying me the kefil? What's the difference if afterwards I sell whatever rights to recovery? Where does that mean that he gets to keep the kefil? So that's a real issue. By bringing in these two cases, I'm forcing you to think that out. Well, obviously, if there's a difference between Behemah and Kalim, what we need to look at is what was the owner being makne in? Not when he pays, because then it's irrelevant. What does he take into consideration at the time that he creates the relationship of the Shmirah? So the owner is thinking, you know what? This guy's going to be working for me. You know, if something happens, I'm going to do an exchange. Either he gives me back my animal, or the animal's his. Now, so I give it to him at the time that I'm giving it to him, and I have in mind that that will actually be a kinyan of the kefil. We'll see later on. Now it just sounds like I'm ready to hand him over the kefil. That's going to be funny because ain't on a mak the dovah shelo bal yolam. It's going to turn out that I really have a mind to give him the animal. Maybe the animal for the kefil. We'll see in a moment. So if it would have said behemah, I would have said, yeah, you know why the owner does that? Does what? Gives him the kefil, which we'll ask how that's possible to do legally in advance in a moment. Is mishum de nafesh tircha leloyavuk. It's so much trouble to get that animal in, get that animal out, feed it, and so on. A kli, I mean, unless it's one of these modern ones, you know.
Can let me follow that through. Because it's so much trouble.
To take care of the animal. I got to get it out. I got to feed it. I got to bring it back in.
I'm relinquishing.
Therefore, I allow him when I give it to him. I understand. My understanding was I'm giving you the kefil in the event that it's stolen. And my shame cane, the old-fashioned kefil that actually used to sit in one place and not do things, you know. So the kli kalim the lo nafish tirchai. I mean, now the vacuum cleaners can walk out the front door too. You know,
I talk to you.
So the kalim that are not nafish tirchai, maybe ema lamakne like vela. On the other hand, if he said kalim, I would say, well, the most I'm giving the guy by relinquishing my right to the kefil is kefil. Wait a minute, an animal's got five times possible. Wow! I may be making serious money on this. I'm not ready to relinquish that. So I give it over now to the Shomer. I mean, maybe over there not. So Kalim, having me to Kalim, the Maklik, Kalim, Shomer, don't offish, keep fly. Okay, you know, double your money. You know, fine. Abu Beima. This is a real made-off deal, you know. I mean, what is, you're going to get back now five times as much. Why should I give him the rights to the kefil if I need both? But now I understand, meanwhile, that the mechanism of the Mishnah has got to be defined, because why, in fact, is the Shomer making off with the kefil, even though I'm a vater, and indeed matkif la rami bar chama? How does that work? Now that you're telling me that the Mishnah is based on the owner giving over the rights to the kefil, how does that work? There's no way to give over rights to something that does not yet exist. If there will be kefil, or if there will be a ganav who will steal it and will shecht it, then I'm going to give that money to you. What is that supposed to mean? That's a promise. Promises don't mean anything. There's got to be some actual kinyan. Where's the kinyan? And even according to Rabbi Meir says, Adam Akhtar Davar Shalom Ba'ala. That's only incipient rights that are innate in the kli. So let's say you have a tree. The tree is going to be growing peirot. So you say the peirot that will come from this tree. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir, but certainly something that comes out of left field is not innate in the object. If someone's going to steal it, it's not that the cow is going to generate now five cows, you understand? It's that this guy is going to end up with a fine that's going to... It's irrelevant to the cow. So even Rabbi Meir will say, where's the fine? How exactly did you hand that fine over to him? Say, well, I mean, he had the cow. The fine isn't in the cow. So because of that, even Rabbi Meir, it's Hanemilikigon Perodekel, David Diatu. Those are things that are incipient growths that will be coming. Abalacham, I shake it over here. When you say you have a cow, I mean, is there something about this cow that says it's going to be stolen and generate money? And even if you say, yeah, it's got a big sign on it that says, steal me. I mean, first of all, I mean, even if that would be true, who says you're going to find the ganav? Miyema de mishtaker ganav. And you know what? Even if you find the ganav, if he's smart, he'll run in and he'll be made on the tvicham. Who's to say you're going to end up, maybe he'll be made? You'll be made a miftar. And therefore, there's nothing that you could possibly be makta now, even on liberty Rabbi Meir. So your whole approach doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? The Bailim gave him the kefil, and that's why we need to know the difference between Kalim and Behema. I don't get it. Omar Rava, well, basically what he's doing is when he gives him the animal, it's Naaseka Omerlo. It's as if we understand at the time of the actual Mesira that the nature of the Mesira is a kinyan on condition. So what the man is saying is, look, I'm asking you to watch this for me. Now, I don't want to end up in court with you. In the event that you pay me for this animal, I'm selling it to you. Now, so if I'm ever paid, I don't view this as an arrangement of shmirah. I view this as you're having actually purchased the animal from now. Therefore, if there's any problem, you get all of the advantages. So if it's kefel or baba chamisha, if it's stolen and you choose to pay, it is hereby yours. And the para is certainly a davar shebal olam, and that you can sell. You can make sales conditional. So it's better even. It's a conditional sale, a direct sale. No, that's crazy. Because if it's a conditional sale, so then that would mean that all profits in the interim for the past 2 years should also accrue to the shomer. Because, hey, well, now I paid for it, and I'll take back all of the gizot, all of the vladot, all of the milk. I mean, you know, we made a few thousand bucks on this part. Retroactively.
Did he pay for it?
It was stolen. He says, I don't want to, I'll pay you. So here's the $500. Could you please give me the $3,000 worth of products that we had over the... So I mean, so if that's the case, he should get all the rights retroactively to any profits that came out of this animal. Alama Tanya, why then does it say in the Braita, but of course, he only has rights to Kefel, but he certainly doesn't have any rights to the production of the animal during the course of the Shemirah. So that can't be the Pshat, says Rabbi Zera. Ela Amar Rabbi Zera. Therefore, says Rabbi Zera, look, we have no choice but to say that it was a sale of the animal with rights to everything but its production. So I keep the production by myself, living trust kind of idea. So it's as if he stipulated, Chutz Migizotel V'Ladotel. Oh man, we're getting into very arbitrary kind of stuff now, aren't we? We have it all worked out. If you pay me and you don't bother me to go to courts, then I'm selling it to you from now. But of course, we've got a 16-page document where nobody said anything about it. I mean, where do you get this from? Umay, Pasca? Well, you just, that's the way it is. Because it works out for you. That's the way it is? No. It's because stoma de milta, it's because this is human nature. And therefore, in being aided on your psychology, we're writing the document which is assumed to be the understanding of every case of Shmirah. That Shvacha de'ata mi'alma ovid inishtemakne. Things that people perceive as left field. They don't worry about. They don't obsess over. So if a guy's giving you the para, what most concerns him, his immediate concern is, oh man, I could just see where this is taking us. You know, I'm going to end up in court with this guy. He's going to claim this. I'm going to... You know what? If we just keep this clean, you keep it. But, I mean, obviously, the things that are in hand now, I mean, this thing is producing. I'm not going to give you all of those things. Of course not. But what am I, you know, what may I recover? Kefal. Some wild chance, our Baba Chamisha, that it's actually Nidnat, the guy is Tavel Mocher. They find him, he isn't made. You know what? You can keep that too. But certainly don't talk to me about the gizos and vlados, which is all standard. I mean, that's coming. I don't mean to sell that to you. So all of that, that's not called pascha. That's called being aimed on the norm of human thinking. And because of that, we actually fill out that contract for you, view it as the nature of the oral agreement, and unless, obviously, you stipulate otherwise, which, of course, is always possible. You can make any tonight you want a moment. But unless you say otherwise, this is the nature of the game of Shmirah.
Well, if an object is stolen, the value of the object would reflect the carrying amount of wool on it, utters and fools. So
no, it's 3 years later now. So all those things have been recovered.
Right, so the object is worth a certain amount of money.
Correct.
Those things.
That's all true.
Paying the value of the object, right?
Yes, of course.
So the object wouldn't include all that other stuff?
No, but remember the mechanism of your owning the object was that when he gave it to you, he sold it to you then, before these things appeared. So if retroactively it was mine, you ought to be able to take all the profits. Omar Rava, Ikedi Amri Omar Rava, others say that initially, what did Rava say? Nasik Omerlo Likeshi Kitigane Vitirtsev Tishalmeni, then Somuch Likne Vata Kunilacha. The first approach of Rava avoids the issue because Rava says, not already, according to this lashon, not that it's knuyelach on me'akshav, but I'm selling it to you right prior to the Geneva itself.
And then there's no issue of
it. And then there won't be any issues. It might be now, even there, Kasher Rebbe Zera. First of all, the Kasher Rebbe Zera, the issue about whether you have to get into Gizot and Vladot. But there's another important difference, Inami to Kaima Ba'agam. Because according to this approach, if right before the Geneva, the animal was out in the pasture somewhere where it's not his Rishus, then he wasn't Kainet, even though the guy is being mocked at him, because he was never Kainet with his Chutz. So then he wouldn't be Kainet the Kefil from him.
I mean, he had not yet been acquired, or that the present is not in his
Rishus? At that point, it's not in his Rishus. By the time the Geneva took place, it wasn't in. So he won't get the Geneva, he won't get the Kefil. It's not enough for me to say I'd like you to have it. You have to be able to be Kainet.
That's because he's a
so the first king. Approach, no, ever. You can't be Kainet something just because somebody says it's yours.
Oh, he hasn't yet taken it.
He hadn't taken that as a biling. You take it as a shamer. You're trying to make him the biling. So the way Rav is the first approach, which is why he said that approach, is I'm handing it over to you now with the understanding that this act of handing it over is the kinyan of ownership in the event that it turns out that you pay me. But now, in avoiding Rebbe Zera, you open up a can of worms. Because now, I mean, it's very often, it'll be nigna from outdoors. If it's nigna from outdoors, then the whole thing doesn't work. But the Ikaniyamri raises questions, and it settles other questions. Toshma, roveit velo rafzan, roveit velo omei, tachat maso velo mefurak, tachat maso o maso shiachola modmo. Viyamet sabalachem diyoraita mali roveit mali rafzan mali omei. Amadi Rebbe Yosef Lili, diyamat sabalachem dirabona. Hokinami mistavra, diktori takan basa o masushi kolamondo, man shamata ditla isfar, Rebiosi Aguili, Shmami, ah, umi, but it looked more like Rebiosi Aguili, Voktori Seifa takan basa o, velo mefurak, my love mefurak, my lo mefurak, ilay malo mefurak lao, Hoktiva came takimimo, elapshita lo mefurak bechinava la besachar, nu man shamata ditla isfar rabona, so what? The Alon Rav Yosi Aglili, Ubatina Tzav like Rabbana. Tan Rabbana, ki tir e, yokol afil mirakok, tamu lomer ki tivga, iki tivga yokol pigia mamash, tamu lomer ki tir e. Ezoi re'iya, sheyesh ba pigia, shiaru chachami, mecha b'sheva v'mechza v'mil, v'zehu ris. Tana, umarada imo, ad parasa, omer Rav Barakana, but for that, no tel zachar. Aveda tove, aveda daviv, aveda tokodem, aveda tove, aveda rabo, also shalokodem. Avedat aviv, avedat rabo, shrabo kodemet, shaviv, evi ole olam hazeh, v'rabo, shlindo chokhma, mevelachay olam haba. V'im aviv chacham, or shakul rabo, shal aviv kodemet. Haya aviv rabo nosim masuri, maniachet shal rabo, achakak maniachet shal aviv. Haya aviv rabo bebet ha-shevi, bodeat rabo, v'achakak bodeat aviv. V'im aviv chacham, bodeat aviv, v'achakak bodeat rabo. Mino adibili. Omre vino rabba makra efes ki lo iye becha avion shelcha kolem l'shel kol adam. V'omre vino rabba kolem kayem ba'atzmo kach, sof bali dey kach. Haya aviv rabba nosim masritan rabba nan rabba shamru, rabba shalimdo chokma, v'lo rabba shalimdo mikra v'mishne, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yidomer, it's not even chokma, it's rov chokmato. Kosh rov chokmato imen, Rabbi Yosem afilo hir enav, elo b'mishnah chat, Zeo Rabo, Om Rabo, Gigon Rav Sechora, De Azbran Zua Malistron, Shmuel, Koramani, Alei, Ahumi Rabbanu, De Azbra Yechad, Yored Lamat Ashechi, V'yechad Patech Kivein. Amor Ula, Talmide, Chachom, Shebebaval, Omdim Zeh, Mipnei Zeh, V'korim Zeh al Zeh, Ulini Aveda, B'mokom Aviv, Enam Chosmei Al Rabo Muvak. Gaboy, Vinei, Rechitz, Mirvuna, How Mare Talmid, V'tzorech Lo Rabo Mai, Amale Chizda, Chizda, Lo Tzorech Lelecha, Ad Tzorech Adli, Ad Arbaim Shnin, So ikvda adodi, velo aile legabe adodi. So Yosef Rav Chista arboin taneta, bishom de kolash daiti Rav Huna, yodev un arboin taneta, bishom de chashde Rav Chista. Itma Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, am Rav Yochan, alochat Rav Yuda, Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, am Rav Sheshes, alochat Rav Yosef. Mi am Rav Yochan Ochi, am Rav Yochan Ochi, distan Mishne, utznan rabo shalim do chokma. No, that's what it means. My chokma, rov chokmato. Tan Rabban Anas given Mikra Mida Veina Mida. B'mishna Mida V'natin L'Asacha. Gemara En Lecha Mida G'dola Mizo. But, the Olam Averatz L'mishna, Yoter Mena Gemara, Aguf HaKash. Amr, the Gemara En Lecha Mida G'dola Mizo, V'adam, the Olam Averatz L'mishna, Yoter Mena Mishna. Om, Mena Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan, B'mei Rebbe, Mishnet Mishna Zu, about the Gemara. Because of the situation. Shof Kukuli Hamam Matnitin. After the Seder on Mishnayot, My darsh kid darsh revira berbi loy. My dichtim aged la ami pisham ulabet Yaakov chatatan. So what's the? It should say vaged. Lebet Yaakov chatatan. Elo tamir chachamim the aged la ami pisham shishigigod nasot lam kizidonot. It's always pesha. Lebet Yaakov chatatan. Elo ame arutz that even the zidonot nasot lam kishkagot. Talmud, Talmud That's talking about Amru achichem sonechem menadechem achichem bali mikra sonechem bali mishna menadechem elo ami aretz shema tomar posak sivramu batel sikuyam Talmud lomar v'nir ebesim chatchem shema tomru Shema Tomar Yisro Yevoshu, Shema Tomar Ve'em Yevoshu, meaning of the Kochavim Yevoshu, that Yisro Yismachu. Amar Kiritz, El Chavero Ve'em Okin, even in the Vosha Avdur, Shilem, Velo Ratzeli Shava, Shere Yomru Shema Chinam Kin Binishba V'yotze, Nimtza Agana, Misham Shema Kefa, Tavach Amor, Misham Shema Abba V'chamisha, Lami Mishalem, Lami Shapikadon Etzlo, Bat Nishba Velo Ratzeli Shalem, נמצא הגנב, משם בשלומי כיפה, תברי מוחר, משם בשלומי הבא וחמישה, למי משלם? לבעל הפיקדון. לא מלמדים את הבהמה, לא מלמדים את הכלים. צריך, תיתן הבהמה ומן הבהמה דמק לא יקבל בשביל נפש תרחה ליולה ולאף חוקה. אף הכלים ללא נפש תרחה היו אמא לא, מבי לא מק לא יקבל. ויתן הכלים אב ומן הכלים ודמק לא יקבל בשביל נפש כפלאי. אבל הבהמה, which you may even get תברי מוחר, משם בשלומי הבא וחמישה, So maybe lo makna la kvela. Therefore, tericha makna la rani la choma. How could it be makna la kvela? Vena na makna dava shalom ba'alei olam. Afilu rabbi meir diana makna dava shalom ba'alei olam. Ani mina gom peru dekel. Da mina deyatu aval acha. Mi yema de bigavi. And even if tim zoloma de bigavi. Mi yema de mishtakach gana. And even if mishtakach gana. Mi yema de mishalim. Dilma mardi o mifta. Oma rava nasi kerman lo liki shitigane. Vitirtzer tishalmeni. If that's the case, afilu gizoteo vladoteo nami, alama tanya chutz mi gizoteo vladoteo. Elo amre mizera nase ka omre lo chutz mi gizoteo vladoteo. Oh my, paska, arbitrarily? No. Stoma de milta, shvacha de ata mi am avinish de makne, shvacha de mi gufa lo avinish de makne.